Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right, this is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet. That is sold out the last 2 years in a row. The Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. Oh, yeah, she's here. Today is Delta's 9th birthday. She is 9 years old. Did you know that, Reagan? You look like you got a haircut, Reagan. Looks like you're going into the military. Woo, that is high and tight. It was? Well, you look like you're about to join the military. Maybe you are going to join the military. You guys are all probably about to be drafted in there, so you might want to get used to you might want to get used to that haircut. No, I ain't going to let that happen. Trust me. It is a good day today. It's sunny. It's beautiful today here in the Mid-South. What is the temperature here today? It's 81 degrees and no humidity to really speak of. It's very nice. I know this because I actually went outside today, which is not very common. And I threw the tennis ball multiple times for Delta because she's 9 years old. I try to give her a little exercise every day anyway, but usually in the house or in the studio, like throwing the tennis ball around the studio, which is Logan doesn't like. He says she's going to tear something up. But so we went outside. She got to retrieve the tennis ball multiple times till she was worn out. So it's her birthday today. She got a bath. She smells good. She looks good. She's relaxed. She's on her bed sleeping. Let's see what else. Oh, last night, I'm going to go to Dr. Woods here with a Middle East update, but just taking care of some housekeeping here first. Look at this for those watching by television, those by radio. If you go to worldviewreport.com, worldviewreport.com. Let me turn off the wireless router there so it goes just off that fiber. There we go. And refresh. Worldviewreport.com. We have a very important interview from last night. This was an exclusive interview. This is a medical doctor who is anonymous, because I wanted him to be anonymous, because I do not want him losing his job, his license. Look, folks, I may be different than most guys in some regard. I'm not interested in a scoop or a story if it's to the detriment of an innocent person. So I was not quick to want to do this interview with him for many reasons, but primarily because I don't want any blowback on him. Secondly, we wanted to let this play out and see where we're going. And he was doing some experiments with some of his patients with their permission. And if you go to worldviewtube.com or worldviewreport.com, it's linked there as a headline today, but worldviewtube.com, TV interview, does the COVID shot include wirelessly activated electrostimulated nanotherapy? Graphene oxide, nanotherapy, graphene oxide that can activate deadly consequences. Now, this isn't conspiracy. This is conjecture. This is a theory that's being worked on. We made that very clear last night, make it very clear today. And there is a paper that is out. There is a paper that is out. We referenced the paper. In fact, the graphic of the wireless control going to and activating this device in the human body that releases a drug on demand comes from a scientific paper. By the way, this is exactly what we talked about together, collectively, us, we talked about together here in early 2020 when I did a show on the National Post, was it? And I showed the screenshots last night where Bill Gates, working with MIT, developed, oh, thank you, hun, hot, fresh coffee, Bill Gates, working with MIT, was developing the ability to inject a device in the skin of people, particularly women, that would receive a wireless signal and release a chemical to stop them from becoming pregnant, a contraceptive, if you will. And it could be turned on or turned off wirelessly. Now, that was in early 2020 that I was reporting on that with you and providing all the screenshots and reading the articles. How is this really any different? It's not a whole lot different. I mean, if you're going to be able to send a signal wirelessly to release some kind of drug, why not another kind of drug? So that paper is about that. And we got into that last night with the doctor, our first time to interview this doctor, who's a regular viewer and listener of this broadcast. And we've been communicating with him for 2 years, and this was his first interview. He talked about being very disturbed by putting magnets on the arm of patients who had been vaxxed and the magnets sticking, and he has it on video. More than one patient. Then he had a patient that was willing to undergo a little test. So he bought one of these devices that will pick up a signal. Went into the exam room. They made sure all cell phones and anything that would be emitting a signal was out of the room. It was a clean environment. Waved the device over the patient. Nothing. No signal. Brought a cell phone into the room. And then removed the cell phone from the room. And then rescanned the patient. And now a signal was being picked up from her arm. Not only did he pick up a signal, but her arm began to turn red like she had been in the sun, and she began to speak of it burning. I'm only telling you what the doctor told us. And it seems consistent with other scientific papers. So the doctor is going to keep examining the situation, doing research. We're going to keep reading some of these medical papers that are coming out. Hey, I even had on Colonel John Mills the other night, sat on the National Security Council staff for two presidents. We were talking about what if there is something in this shot, the COVID shot, that if there were an EMP, could interact with what's in the shot and be devastating to people. And he referenced someone he knows and trusts who's doing some homework on this. There's nothing wrong with having theories and testing these things. Then there seems to be plenty of reason to think we're on the right path. So that is getting a lot of traction today. You'll find it at worldviewtube.com, the full interview. You will also find the article linked at worldviewtimes.com. We have it as an article and a TV interview, okay? All right, joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods. Dr. Woods, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here with us. Let's talk today, as we do in our Middle East update, the war against Israel. That's going to be part one. Then we're going to talk about point number two, which is establishing is that point two? That's not point two. Boy, you have a lot in point one. Point two is third temple. The third temple. That's point two. Point three, Gog Magog update. Point four, global tyranny. And let's see. We have any more here in our list? After Global Tyranny. There's a lot in that one.
There's one article at the end on cultural Marxism.
Okay, one at the end on cultural Marxism. Okay. Well, let's get started. Let's talk first about the war against Israel. Here is an article. It's talking, let me bring it up. It's talking about Biden backdoors Israel in the UN, rescinding Trump's recognition of sovereignty over the Golan Heights. In a move from the Obama playbook, the U.S. is advancing a stealth agenda in the Middle East at the expense of its allies. Let's talk about this article, Dr. Woods, please.
Well, basically, the Biden administration is using the United Nations, in this case, the United Nations Security Council, to reverse Trump-era policies, you know, concerning the nation of Israel. And let's go back to the very end of Obama's second term. He was cramming through, just before he left office, United Nations Security Council resolution, I think it was 2334, which basically said we're going to pursue a policy concerning Israel that anything that she gained after 1967, which is a big chunk of land, we're not going to recognize. Now, Trump came in and he reversed a lot of that by moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And beyond that, he also recognized that the Golan Heights, which is that mountainous area in northern Israel, a key strategic area separating Israel from Syria. By the way, the big three, as you know, Russia, Iran, and Turkey, all have an influence in Syria. That's what makes the Golan Heights such a big deal. But Trump basically recognized that the Golan Heights, you know, belong to the nation of Israel. So Trump did two huge things to reverse Obama's mindset related to the Golan Heights recognition and also the movement or the move of our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Well, here is Biden, you know, at work again, reversing what Trump did. And trying to take us back to the Obama-era policies. This article that I'm quoting from says, this past June, the administration took measures to reaffirm Obama's United Nations Security Council 2334 legacy, issuing new guidelines to government agencies, ending – this is just mind-blowing to me – ending scientific and technical cooperation with Israel in geographic areas which came under the administration of Israel after 1967. So any territory Israel got post-1967, which is the West Bank, better called Judea and Samaria, which Israel won in a war of self-defense called the Six-Day War. So any territory that Israel has, you know, post-1967, it's now Biden's policies through various governmental agencies to not do any scientific or technological cooperation. So if you're in the part of the Israel that's politically incorrect, no scientific or technological cooperation for you. And then most recently, they put language into effect related to a farm issue that the Golan Heights no longer belong to the nation of Israel. And so they're reversing what Trump did, allowing, America recognizing that the Golan Heights belong to the Israelis. The Biden administration just reversed that. So these are things that are all happening. There's no congressional oversight for these things. The American people, for the most part, unless they read all these kinds of articles like we do, would have no idea these things are happening. But the Biden administration is working overtime to reverse everything positive that the Trump administration accomplished for the nation of Israel.
Wow. Let's go to this next one here. Over 3,500 academics, writers, artists urge Biden and UN chief to snub Netanyahu. He's coming to town. He's coming to the U.S., I should say, right?
Yeah. And now what's interesting is these are Israeli academics. And what's interesting is I would bet all these academics don't live within Israel. I think Israelis living within Israel American citizen Israelis living within Israel would have a totally different perspective. But they're painting the Netanyahu administration, because it counters so much of what Biden is trying to do, as kind of an apartheid administration, you know, right wing, reactionary. So when Biden comes to town, all 3,500 Jewish academics are encouraging Biden to snub Netanyahu.
Well, that's not a real smart play for America. Again, we don't have to agree with everything the Israeli government does, but if we turn against Israel, the Jewish people, it doesn't bode well for us. We'll pick it up more. We're going to talk about the temple, the third temple, the Temple Mount, and so much more. Don't go away. Worldview Radio. Thanks for listening. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and as I have talked about on radio and television, I've received numerous subpoenas because of the many, I believe, lawfare lawsuits against Mike Lindell. Because I work with Mike Lindell, I've been subpoenaed several times. I recently, in May, had a deposition that lasted about 6.5 hours. I have another one coming up in July. Now, you know what's really frustrating about this is it not only takes away time and energy in studying and preparing for radio and television, but it costs thousands of dollars. The estimation right now is for that one deposition, about $10,000 in attorney fees. And we still have, well, I do, another deposition to go through in July. So again, we appreciate your support now more than ever as we continue to fight for truth and try to preserve our constitutional republic. If you appreciate all we're doing to push out free radio shows, free TV shows, and you also want to help us continue to defend these liberties and freedoms amidst all the challenges, we appreciate your support by going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call to make a contribution over the phone, 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll find that at WVWFoundation.com. Our mailing address, though, is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for your support. All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. Let's take a quick look here if we can. Watching my television, this is an overview helicopter screenshot of Lake of the Ozarks, the resort we'll be at, coming up on Friday night, October 20th. It begins on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Dr. Andy Woods, who's on with me right now, will be one of the speakers. He'll be speaking and delivering our Sunday morning service on Sunday morning. Last night we had on Rebecca Walzer. We have a brand new presentation by her at worldviewtube.com on the trillions of dollars, the billions of dollars have been pumped into the banking system to keep it afloat, and how they're changing the name of what they're doing in the program. And it's like $2 trillion, she says, has been pumped in for what's supposed to be a $3 trillion system. I mean, you got to watch last night. It seems to show the banking system is indeed collapsing. As I was talking yesterday, the border has already collapsed. Banking is collapsing. Very extensive interview last night with economist and attorney Rebecca Walzer. You can watch that at worldviewtube.com. She'll be there. Dr. Woods will be there. Dr. Peter McCullough, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Todd Binsman, who, of course, has been reporting on the border and the border collapse. What a perfect time to have him with us, right? And, of course, Dr. Peter McCullough, the timing is perfect with COVID 2.0 being rolled out. The timing in these speakers is providential. And then, of course, Colonel John Mills will be there, just as we're on the verge of war with China, already at war with a proxy war with Russia through Ukraine. Very, very timely speakers. They'll all be there live in person in the building, along with Alex Newman. And you can find full details at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you want more details and or to register, you can also use our phone number to register over the phone if that's of interest to you, 901-468-9357. All right, joining us is Dr. Andy Woods of AndyWoodsMinistries.org, AndyWoodsMinistries.org. We also carry his TV show each and every night at 9 p.m. Central at WorldViewTube.com. Every night, 9 p.m., WorldViewTube.com. We carry Dr. Woods' program each night. Dr. Woods, let's continue on talking about the issues related to Israel. And here is our second topic, the temple. World leaders announce railway that may bring pilgrims to Third Temple. We put this up at worldviewreport.com the other day. Do you ever visit worldviewreport.com?
I do, not as frequently as I should.
Oh, Dr. Woods. Every day we spend hours updating articles over there that are right up your alley. This was one of them that was posted last week. We're tracking the same way is what I'm saying. I didn't know if you pulled it from us or we just happened to see the same thing. So we posted this as well. And it caught my attention and it caught your attention. But why did it catch your attention, Dr. Woods?
Well, anything in the news related to the Third Temple is huge because Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, you know, the key verse, it predicts the Antichrist is going to desecrate the rebuilt Jewish temple. Obviously, a prophecy like that can't happen unless you have a third Jewish temple.
Yeah,
right.
This
is not rocket science here, and so and as most people know, the Israelis have not had a temple, you know, for 3,000 years. So any type of talk about how we're going to rebuild it shows you that we're moving very close to the tribulation period. But as you know, since you posted the article, this particular article deals with an economic corridor, and where Israel is going to have a central role in this economic corridor. And when you look at the modern rabbinic interpretation of what the Israelis are about to enter into, they interpret that as, oh my goodness, this is going to be perfect. In fact, they look at it as the providence of God for bringing people to visit the third temple, indicating that in their minds anyway, it's a done deal that it's going to be built. The article quotes one rabbi as saying, becoming a part of the transportation network will help this happen. God is preparing the way for pilgrims from around the world to arrive at the temple. And this rabbi goes on and says, practically speaking, a train is the best means to serve the temple, since it can carry many more people without the dangers or traffic jams associated with highways. So I would understand this as follows, you know, get ready, folks. We could very well see temple number 3 built very, very rapidly within our own lifetime. In fact, we could actually, and I can't guarantee this, of course, the only thing I can guarantee is that the temple will be up and running midway through the tribulation period. But as fast as things are accelerating in this area, I would not be shocked, even pre-rapture, if we saw the actual temple constructed.
Before the rapture?
Well, I'm just you did some conjecture earlier, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
now I'm doing a little conjecture.
I like your conjecture because I think that would make for fascinating video and nightly reports. And I don't want to be here during the tribulation, okay? But I would love to be able to report from this news desk on the building of the third temple. That would be historic. Can you imagine, Dr. Woods?
Yeah, well, we're not going to be here for the tribulation period because we're told in the New Testament that we're exempted from God's wrath.
Right.
And the tribulation period is a time when God's wrath is poured out on the earth. Just read the book of Revelation. But we don't know how much stage setting we're going to see in preparation for the tribulation period this side of the rapture. I mean, we're watching the world being set up in an astounding way. And, you know, maybe we're going to see temple number 3 resurrected pre-rapture. I can't.
So wouldn't that be something if you and Dr. Lindstedt were over there reporting to us, you know, with that construction going on behind you? That would be something. Now, I'd rather be raptured out of here tomorrow and miss it all. But if I've got to be here, I'd like to report on some really cool biblical things like that. That would be very, very fascinating.
And I'm going to Israel September 28th through October 12th.
So are you going to report to us a little bit from there?
Of course.
So if you come on at during the middle of the day, like 1 o'clock, that's 9 o'clock at night in Israel. What are you normally doing at 9 o'clock in Israel? Well, probably back at your hotel by then, right?
Probably sleeping is what I'll be doing. But
think about joining us at 1 o'clock a few days, which will be 9 p.m. in Israel, and we'd love to get some live reports from you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's make that happen.
Were you going to say something
else? Well, maybe one of those things I'll be reporting on is, guess what, Brandon? They started.
Some of the Jewish rabbis are already breaking the stones.
Yeah, they're breaking the stones. One of the places I go to every time I'm in Jerusalem, as you know, is the Temple Institute. It's a very eerie thing, you know, going through that because they have this very elaborate explanation for tourists as to what the Third Temple is going to look like, right down to the dimensions, right down to why they want it, right down to, you know, the colors of the priestly robes, what the priests are going to be holding. And when you actually have a live guide taking you through that, which they have sometimes, not always at the Temple Institute, you know, they just kind of act like it's a done deal. So you're dealing with people that are functioning without the light of the New Testament. So they don't look at the world exactly the same way we look at it as evangelical Christians. They think they're building the temple for their Messiah. We know what they're building it for ultimately is to be desecrated by the Antichrist. So their heart will be broken. So their eyes will turn to their true Messiah, who will not be the Antichrist, but Jesus Christ, who came 2,000 years ago. But an unbelieving Jew doesn't have that perspective because they don't have the New Testament and they're functioning without the light of the New Testament. And they think they're doing God a service when in reality what they're doing is they're setting the stage for, you know, the persecution of the Jewish people and the betrayal of the Jewish people by the Antichrist. That's why it's always an eerie feeling going through that, because it wasn't evangelical Christians that put that Temple Institute together. Those are all unbelieving Jews that put that together. They have their perspective. We have our perspective. And what we're seeing is in the time period that we're living in right now, the trains are starting to meet. That's why it's eerie.
Yeah, indeed it is. You know, Dr. Woods, I think it was yesterday, I shared with the audience that there are times when I feel as though someone has died. I'm overwhelmed with a sadness about what's happening in our country and to our country and to our fellow countrymen, that at times I feel as though someone has died because I'm grieving for what was and what I don't think will ever be again. And as I shared that yesterday on the air, I got quite a few emails from people saying, I totally know what you're talking about. I do the same thing. I talked about how when I sometimes watch some of the old TV shows that I grew up with, and I think about even Hollywood at that time had a standard in the culture, right? There was a standard. They didn't show Lucy and Ricky in bed together. There were certain words. They couldn't even use the word pregnant on the air. They didn't want to use the word pregnant on the air. You know, that's quite remarkable, isn't it? That certain words, even like that, they felt, well, that's just not of good decorum. And we even look at shows in the 60s and, or the 70s, even in the 80s, and there was a certain cultural morality even Hollywood knew we better adhere to, or these programs will not be received by the American people. And so sometimes when I watch a lot of those older programs when I'm working at night and I see the culture and the values and the mother and the father and patriotism and kids, you know, and the family going to church, you think to yourself, what happened to this? This is the way it used to be. And you long for that time that you realize that that America has died and you feel a loss. I got so many emails yesterday from people saying, I can so identify with you on that. Thank you for expressing that, because now I realize I'm not the only one feeling this way. I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, while I mourn for the country that used to be, that is dead. I have to remind myself every day, something I got to start doing regularly. A week from today, we could be in glory. A week from today, we could be in heaven with a new body, no more sin, no more old flesh. We could be in heaven, safe and sound in the presence of God. And I look around and I look at, like we're going to the Ozarks for the Ozarks Conference, or the Smoky Mountains here in my state of Tennessee. And you look at the beauty of the Ozarks, or the beauty of the Smoky Mountains, and the lakes and the rivers. And I, when I see the video of my hymn collection put together with all those nature scenes, I think to myself, what a beautiful creation God has made that is so beautiful and gorgeous, even in this sinful, fallen world where creation groans for the return of the Lord, the second coming. If it's this beautiful and gorgeous in a sinful, fallen world, imagine what God has created and has waiting for us in a place of no sin, where He is the light, where He is the one that is all-encompassing. And we have to keep reminding ourselves we could be in heaven by this time tomorrow. Will you comment on that when we come back?
Absolutely.
I think there might even be some scripture that tells us to remind each other of these kinds of things. So there you go, folks. Hope this is encouraging to you as we also look at the Middle East and Bible prophecy. We'll be right back. We have some new items at WVWTVstore.com. One of them is a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 variety of seeds in a big can, and it has a 5-year shelf life. Now, we've wanted to carry these for a long time, but our distributor said no because they could not keep them in stock themselves. In fact, they went out of stock for 3 years. Then they got them back, and I started begging them to let me buy up a big supply to offer to you. But they said no, but I just kept persisting. And finally, they said, fine, you're a good customer of ours. Your audience uses a lot of our products, and so we'll make it available to you. So we have secured a large shipment of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in the can that you'll receive. And the can preserves the seeds for 5 years. We all know the fragility of the food supply. We know how they're probably trying to collapse this food supply system of ours on purpose, right? So why be under their thumb? Be independent with your own food source, and that starts, I think, with a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in a can. You'll find them at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find a lot of other items we've added in the last few months, some great survival gear that every family should have as a part of their common sense plan. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you for purchasing from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So as you purchase from us, you're helping us continue to push out free radio and TV shows and keep WVW Broadcast Network going. But you also get great products for your family. So we're all winning. So thank you for telling your family and friends about the great products available at WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Eagle Delta. Delta got up off her bed and went into the control room and tried climbing into Logan's lap. He asked, what is she so wired up about today? Apparently, she knows it's her birthday, Logan. She's quite excited today. She is wound up today. But she has been getting an awful lot of love and attention today, although that dog gets more attention, more love than I think anybody in the building. So Dr. Woods joins us, AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Dr. Woods, so before the break, we're talking about encouraging each other with the thought of heaven, reminding ourselves that this time tomorrow we could be in glory. That's a biblical admonishment, is it not, to do that, to remind each other of such?
Yeah, and in fact, that's, I think, one of the main reasons God gave us, 27% of His Word, which is eschatological. It gives us hope in a hopeless age. This is why the coming of the Lord, Titus 2:13, is referred to as the blessed, the blessed hope. This is why it says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, that the prophetic scriptures are essentially that lamp that gives us light in the midst of darkness until the day dawns, until the day comes and the morning star arises in your heart. until that time arises, we have the more sure word of prophecy, which we would do well to pay attention to. And think if you're functioning in life without that perspective. I mean, this world is as good as it gets. And no wonder people are hysterical about the fall of America. That's not to say that we shouldn't be concerned about it and shouldn't be active trying to, you know, protect and promote a wonderful country that God has given us. But the truth of the matter is our hope, you know, it doesn't come from the rise and fall of America. It comes from the soon return of Jesus Christ to rescue his church from the earth before the wrath of God hits planet earth. And then from the manifestation of the kingdom of God on the earth, which will last for 1,000 years. And then it will transition from there into the eternal state. And it will be much better than America, much greater than America. And it won't be the kind of thing that you'll have to mourn over when it starts to lose influence, because Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 make it very clear that it will last forever and ever, everlasting righteousness. And so that's why we as Christians can go through life, you know, on a note of optimism and hope, where people that don't have this perspective, I mean, what hope do they really have?
Mm. Well said. Let's move to our next point, Gog Magog. A Gog Magog update, that coalition led by Russia that moves against Israel. And here we have a headline from the Jerusalem Post. Russia, Iran, weapon supply chain puts Israel at risk, says the Mossad chief, who, by the way, is also now being threatened with death by Iran this week. But there you go. I mean, and Iran is building an airstrip, an airport right there, just about 12 miles, or I think it was, or so from Israel, according to Aaron yesterday. I mean, again, what are the odds, Dr. Woods, that all these things are happening, right?
Yeah, well, of course, we want to reference Ezekiel 38 and 39, which does predict, you know, Russia and Iran coming against Israel in the last days. And it's just amazing to watch those two countries fit perfectly into prophetic orbit and actually cooperate with each other. You know, the article is talking about arms deals now between the two nations. And the article is also talking about how the Mossad, the leader of the Mossad, claims that the Mossad has essentially stopped 27 attacks against Israelis on every continent in this year alone, spearheaded by Iran. Prior to 1979, Iran was an ally of Israel. And now, not only is Iran a fierce opponent of Israel, but she is the number one state sponsor of terror all around the world. She has designs to obliterate the Jewish people on every continent, and she has designs to work in harmony with Russia to accomplish this goal. This particular article unpacks all that. And so you're literally living in a time where God is moving his hand into human history to set the stage for the Ezekiel 38 and 39 invasion like never before.
Let's move to global tyranny. Here we have Pope decries terrible world war on environment, announces new writing. The first Jesuit Pope, Marxist Pope, Pope Francis, who many Catholics believe is a false pope, Archbishop Viganos referred to the smoke of Satan coming out of the smokestack that announced Pope Francis as the new pope. He believes this guy is a false satanic pope, and he is proving many of even his Catholic critics right. I saw today where he is going to also be speaking via video link with Bill Clinton at an upcoming Clinton Foundation event.
Well, the significance to me of this current pope is he's putting the Christian, and I use Christian loosely, obviously, but the Christian or spiritual veneer on the New World Order. And as you know, Brandon, very well, the New World Order doesn't just have one leg. It has three.
Yep.
And you have to analyze all three to understand it. You can't just analyze it politically, which is what a lot of people in our camp do, and they leave out the spiritual side of it. And you also have to have the Rebecca Walzer, you know, perspective, where she's bringing in, you know, the economic element, because it's all three. It's political, economic, and religious. Well, that's what the Pope is doing. He's basically laying down the pretext for kind of a spiritual interpretation of looking at the earth as if it needs rescue. And we know where that's moving. That's moving to totalitarian government, which will micromanage all of our lives from cradle to grave. Well, the Pope is coming along and saying, this is a spiritual thing to do. You know, this is a Christian thing to do. In fact, if Jesus were on the earth today, you know, this is the kind of thing, you know, that he would be promoting. And people that don't have a lot of knowledge of the Bible, but they want to be spiritual, they want to be good people, you know, they buy into this. And the false prophet, the second beast in Revelation 13, verses 11 through 18, if I'm reading that carefully, he is a very spiritual man. He's directing worship to the Antichrist or to the first beast. And I believe this, Brandon, I'll conjecture a little bit if I could. If the rapture would occur today, let's say, I can't guarantee that, it would not surprise me in the least to from heaven discover that this Pope is the false prophet.
Yeah, I could agree 100%.
Yeah. And now, I don't know if it's going to happen exactly that way. This is just speculation. But the way this guy acts, he's New World Order to the core, but he's able to, with his position and his education and his influence, to put it in kind of a, you know, happy spiritual talk, I guess is the best way I could describe it.
Indeed.
And that is so necessary for the New World Order to come into existence.
Let's go to this next article. Schwab, that'd be Klaus Schwab, promotes the merging of state and corporate power at an Asian summit. We're talking about global tyranny. Revelation 17 and 18 clearly describes a communitarian system, public-private partnership, merchants, governments, corporations, governments working together. Klaus Schwab is certainly the face of that. Dr. Woods?
Yeah, and so this would be the political side of it. And in fact, the article says Schwab boasted, you know, at this summit, it's called the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit. Now, according to this article, the guy, the best I can tell, really wasn't invited right off the bat. He kind of pushed his way in. But now that he's in there and, you know, speaking out, the article says Schwab boasted to global leaders gathering for the summit that the world will look differently after his Great Reset agenda has been ushered in. He referred to the completion of his plans as a transition that the world will have gone through. And then he says what we have to confront is a deep systemic and structural restructuring of our world. This will take some time, and the world will look differently after we have gone through this transitionary process, close quote. Gee, I bet it will look different, you know. And that's what Daniel 7 says would happen, Daniel 7, verse 23, where it talks about the final form of Gentile dominion, which will exist upon the earth before Jesus returns in his second advent. And it talks about it subduing the entire earth. And it talks about it treading down and trampling. That's the language of totalitarianism. And it's kind of interesting that this empire, when you study out Daniel 7 and Daniel 2, seems to initially arise out of the cultural inheritance of ancient Rome. If anybody knows anything about ancient Rome, it's one of the most tyrannical forms of government that ever existed. You know, we know that they were the ones that were responsible for popularizing the brutal form of capital punishment called crucifixion, which crucified, you know, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But it was Rome that pushed all that. And so this empire is going to come out of Rome. In other words, it's going to be just as totalitarian as was ancient Rome, but worse. And so when Klaus Schwab talks about the world looking differently when he gets finished with it, I think that's Daniel chapter 7, verse 23 on steroids.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Let's get right up to the phone lines. A couple more points here. 1-800-347-9829, though, is the phone number. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Okay, get on board. Let's talk about tyranny, global tyranny. Here we go. New Mexico governor shocks with comment about Constitution after issuing gun ban. Thankfully, a federal judge has told her to sit down and be quiet.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. But, you know, even, I mean, can you imagine that? A governor saying something like this, we're going to have a 30-day emergency. You can't go to church for 30 days. You can't use free speech or the internet or social media. Brandon House, you can't be on the radio for 30 days. Now, it's just temporary. Don't worry about it. You know, we'll give you your rights back once this emergency is over. By the way, isn't that what they told us with this whole COVID insanity? We just need 2 weeks. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Well, 2 weeks certainly got stretched out quite a bit, didn't it? And that's what she's doing with the Second Amendment. And there's a pastor, his name, you may know him, Steve Smotherson, on his Facebook page, is calling for her impeachment. He's a resident of New Mexico. And I was asked on another show what I thought about that. And I said, I totally support the pastor's belief that, you know, she should be impeached because she's outside the boundaries of American constitutionalism. She's trampling on rights that come to us from God, according to our own birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence. And there should be, this is not a left-right issue, Republican-Democrat issue. There should be an uprising demanding her impeachment.
Absolutely. All right, let's open the phone lines up. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Come back, we'll go right to your calls. Hey, don't forget vcyamerica.org. Are you looking for a good Christian station, Bible teaching, God-honoring music, news, and information? vcyamerica.org. They also have a Roku channel, an app. They have a show called Crosstalk with Jim Schneider on 100 outlets. It comes up at 2 o'clock, right after me. Don't go away. We've been talking about it for years, and now it's happening. Many bank failures across the country, and many mainstream media are reporting that many other banks are likely to fail in the coming months. In fact, mainstream media is even reporting that many of these banks, well, they're in bad shape financially. We've been saying for years, if you took traditional accounting, took derivatives and all the other investments, put them on the books, many of these banks would be upside down. They'd be insolvent. Well, if you're concerned about the fact that the American dollar is going away as the world reserve currency, as Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Argentina, Iran, and others desire to gather a big global banking system and to destroy the American U.S. dollar, if that concerns you, and I think it should, then you might want to get the free information. Again, no obligation, free information on investing in precious metals, how to put gold in your IRA, the difference between bullion and numismatic 1933 and older coins that offer privacy by law. They offer privacy. If you want to learn more about this, and I advise that you do, you can get that free packet of information by calling Wes Peters, who I've been working with for, 17, 18 years with Swiss America and Wes Peters. Now, you can call him, or you can also just text him your name and address, and he'll put this packet of information in the mail to you right away. So you don't even have to call him. Just text him your name and your address. He'll put the packet of information in the mail to you, and then after you've had a chance to go over it, then follow up, get all your questions answered, and then make the decision that's best for you. To get that free, no-obligation packet of information from Wes Peters and Swiss America, the number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Text Wes today, and he'll have that free packet of information on its way to you. All right, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's start out with Doug in Arizona, line one. Hi, Doug. Welcome aboard. Hi, Doug.
Hey, I just wanted to say, or really I wanted to ask, I've been thinking about the Third Temple, and I realized I couldn't think of a verse that said, it wouldn't be built until after the rapture. What's to stop it from being built before that last trump?
That's I don't know if you were with us, if you caught that before Dr. Woods started talking about that. You may have tuned in right after that, but I think you and Dr. Woods are in agreement, Doug. He's saying, and I've never heard him say this till today, he's saying it could be built before the rapture, right, Dr. Woods?
Yeah, not that it has to, but it could.
Yeah.
The only has to is it's got to be up and running midway through the tribulation. But as we get closer to this and we're watching all these headlines, you know, if it was built pre-rapture, that wouldn't surprise me in the least. In fact, it would surprise me if it didn't happen that way.
Wow,
let's put it that way.
Interesting. Let's go to Leonard, line two. Leonard, thanks for calling in today, line two. Leonard?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. You may have already spoken about this. I didn't get into your program till later. But anyway, about this, the UN, is it the G7 summit, if that's correct. But anyway, talking about a peace treaty with Israel for the 7 years. If we talked about that already, and also understand, is that right? The Feast of Trumpets is taking place on next Tuesday.
Dr. Woods?
Well, I agree with everything he's saying, you know, related to the UN. It's her 7-year treaty. I think it's more with the nations rather than just Israel, but it shows these globalists have a 7-year mindset, which again is stage setting for Daniel 9:27. You know, concerning the Feast of Trumpets, I'm not one of those that likes to mix Israel's program with the church's program. If the rapture happened on the Feast of Trumpets, that would be very interesting. It could happen that way. But my reading of the Bible, it doesn't have to happen like that. I would see the Feast of Trumpets being fulfilled at the end of the tribulation period in Matthew 24, verse 31, where the Lord Jesus Christ will, you know, sound a trumpet and gather his elect from the four corners of the earth. I don't understand that as the rapture. The rapture is a vertical snatching up. This is more of a horizontal regathering of his elect nation at the end of the tribulation period. So if you're looking for something to be fulfilled on the Feast of Trumpets, I wouldn't look to the rapture. I would look to Matthew 24:31.
Hector, line three. Hector from Texas. Is this the Hector that used to call in all the time? Hector?
Hello?
Hey, Hector.
Oh, hi. My question is about the COVID mandate. Do you really consider that to be the mark of the beast? Because the way they have the green passports, you got to carry it around, and if you don't have it, you won't be able to buy or sell or travel, go anywhere, get a job. So what do you think about this?
I think what Dr. Woods and I believe is that what we're seeing right now is laying the foundation for the mark of the beast. It's not the mark of the beast. When it arrives, everybody will know. Everybody will have a fair opportunity to say, no, I reject that. We believe that occurs after the rapture of the church. But people who are afraid I'm going to get it, not know it, and go to hell, no, you'll know clearly it's the mark of the beast. I think everything could be in place. Only thing would be missing would be the Antichrist himself to declare it the mark of the beast. So I think everything could be 110% in place for the mark of the beast. Only thing needed is him to declare this is now the global system. And then, boom, it's the mark of the beast. And I think people will know it when it begins to be handed out. But I think the technology is being laid. That's not, by the way, Hector. And maybe the gentleman's name wasn't Hector, but it was a common Hispanic name. He used to call in all the time. If someone can tell me what happened to him, I heard that he got ill, and maybe he has since passed away. But if any of our regular listeners down there in Texas from that station know who I'm talking about, someone email me, give me an update on him. I miss hearing from him. I also miss hearing from my sweet friend in Madison, Wisconsin, that used to call in all the time. I don't know where she's at, but if she's listening, she needs to call back in so I know she's okay. I get used to hearing these common voices, and then when they go missing, I'm like, where are they? Why are they not calling in? Hope all is well. In fact, all may be well. They may be better than we are if they're going off to glory, but someone let me know. All right. You agree with my statement, Andy?
Yes, I totally agree. Just would add one thing. Prophecies can't be fulfilled in a vacuum. The world has to be desensitized to move us into the mark of the beast system. Mm. So shutting people out of travel and, you know, their livelihood, education, if visiting their grandchildren, if they don't receive something into their body, which is what COVID is doing to all of us with these mandates and vaccine passports, is psychological preparation for what ultimately will eventually become the mark of the beast.
100% agree. Let's go to Becky, or no, I'm sorry, let's go to Paul, line four. Paul in Kentucky. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Brandon, you hurt my feelings. I thought you missed my voice, but Brandon's in the house today with Dr. Andy Woods. And Dr. Andy Woods, it don't hurt that Pope being a Jesuit in the Old Testament, either being the false prophet. But your pastor point of view, if people want to listen to great teaching and the rapture and all this teaching, all they got to do is go to pastor point of view. You're great teaching, and you're your partner, and looking forward to seeing you all in October, and God bless.
Oh, he's going to be in the Ozarks Conference again this year. So there's a fan of your broadcast and your teaching there, yeah. Dr. Woods. That's great. Let's go to Becky real quick. Line two, Becky. Thanks for calling in, Becky.
Hey, Brandon. Thank you so much, so much for all you do, the hours of research, all you do. I know it's, you know, you probably don't sleep, but thank you for your family, too, and actually, I'm a dog person, so I wanted to wish Delta a happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. She is in good spirits today. She's walking around with a toy that she got. It's a tennis ball on either end with a rod in the middle that connects them. So when she holds it around, I don't know where we got it, but she loves it. She actually went over to her toy box the other day. The dog has a toy box. She went over to her toy box the other night and pulled it out from about 25 other toys. So she has that one in the studio with her this morning. So she's doing good, and I will tell her. Thank you, Becky. Appreciate the encouragement. Hello. By the way, I sent a note to a friend of mine who communicates regularly with President Trump, and I said to him, you need to let Mr. Trump know he needs a dog. I think President Trump needs to get himself a dog. You know, everybody liked to see him. That got a lot of response from people seeing him choke up last week talking about the country. And I said, You know what? He needs a good yellow lab. Let people see him out there throwing a tennis ball and having that interaction with that dog. So from a PR move alone, plus a personal health issue, everybody needs a dog to relieve some stress. Dr. Woods, thanks for being with us. AndyWoodsMinistries.org, AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Stay tuned for Crosstalk. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right, this is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet. That is sold out the last 2 years in a row. The Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon. WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.